Nick Allen, a sports psychologist at Rue Valley Health in the Base, joins us once again. Nick, the interesting thing is a recent study, the University of Cincinnati. I know that you've been around the states talking about this, is how sports vision training, which has really become more at the forefront over the last few years, and all the studies are saying that if you put kids in sports vision training, that that's actually dropping their chances of receiving concussions in a game because they're becoming better at seeing, like their scope of vision's better. What is it?
Yeah, that's their theory so far. I mean, we know that these studies are that we've testing athletes that have been involved in a specified sports vision training program, that their concussion rates are lower than athletes that are not incorporating sports vision training into their program. So the idea here is that if we are able to see those hits before they hit us, there's, you know, we're not going to get hit by those blindside hits quite as often because we're more aware of what's happening around us. And so the idea there is if we can avoid those hits, they're not actually going to, sports vision training is not going to decrease, it's not increasing your brain's ability to withstand concussion or anything like that. But if we can, it's essentially an avoidance procedure, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really significant when it comes to concussions because for the longest time, we didn't know, there was no real way to prevent it. I mean, helmets don't really prevent concussions. They prevent head injuries, but not concussions. And so it's really important that we have some of these tools that we can actually reduce the number of concussions that are happening. That's fantastic. It's so important for progressing the treatment of this condition.
Now, you have a DynaVision machine at the base in River Valley
yes.
Health. So for people that have never put their son or daughter themselves through it, how does it work? How many sessions do you have to have before you're going to see benefits?
Yeah, so the DynaVision board, the best way of kind of visualizing it is like a high-tech whack-a-mole board that's kind of in front of you, and you have these flashing lights that you'll hit, and they stay on for a fixed amount of time, and you work on your reaction time, and there's some other things that go along with it. But really, we actually know, from scientific studies, we know that about two sessions is all it takes to start getting improvements with DynaVision training. That's it. Two sessions, and we start already having neurological improvements in terms of our plasticity and our reaction time, our concentration, our peripheral awareness. All these things start to happen after a very short period of time. And it's not one of those things where we really have to keep doing that training for it to have lasting effects. It's not like, you know, you go to the gym for a few weeks, you get stronger, and then, okay, I stop, and now all of a sudden we lose all that. There will always be a bit of a decrease in performance, but the base level of that performance generally stays about the same. So the more improvements we get, the better it is.
So once you kind of can improve your eyes to have a better peripheral vision, it's likely going to, you know, 95% of that's going to stay for an extended period of time.
Yeah, your peripheral vision doesn't change. That's fixed biologically with your eyes and your physiology. But your awareness, how you're processing the information that's coming through your eyes, that we can actually improve. And then through what's called a tetiscope that's on the center of the DynaVision board, it flashes lights and numbers or shapes. All sorts of things we can flash on the screen, even math equations, to make you have to concentrate and multitask while we're actually doing the activity. And so it's working on that multitasking, that ability to focus under pressure, right? So a lot of we know with athletes, when we're under pressure, their attentional awareness narrows, like tunnel vision. We all know what we've all, you know, heard of athletes that have got tunnel vision or overwhelmed by what's going on. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind DynaVision and sports vision training is to be able to process that information even under pressure and not have the negative effects of that pressure or that stress on the body.
And reaction time is something that obviously if you do it more, because you're going to get quicker and faster for goalies or depending on what, you know, football player, there's, you know, everybody wants to improve their hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's not one sport that where hand-eye coordination or our eye-hand coordination, like, you know, the eyes are always leading the hands as we kind of think about it. There's no sport that won't benefit from that. You know, even we have divers that we put through on the board and so that they can spot things better on their spins. Mm. Curlers, so they can read the ice better. And when our normal, and the largest group we have on there are goalies, right? Whether it be lacrosse, hockey, even soccer. These are the athletes that are really benefiting because they're having to track that puck, be able to react under pressure, have that faster reaction time. And even with some of our athletes, we're at the base when we're doing the conditioning, we'll have them do some of their conditioning, go on the DynaVision board for a little bit, go back to their workout, and kind of combine the two. And we're finding even in some of their power workouts, we're having amazing results. And there's a little more explosive after doing some of the DynaVision work.
Beforehand. Why is that?
I think just, I don't have any scientific evidence to decide why, but my theory is that we're queuing everything up. We're kind of just, we're waking up that neurological system.
Sure.
Getting some of that firing already happening so that it's we're priming it, you know, before starting the engine kind of idea. So once we get that prime happening, they're able to be a little more explosive when they actually go do some of the training.
Nick Allen joins us from Ravelli Health in the Bay. It's interesting about that is we always hear like in hockey sense or how they see the ice is a term that's out there all the time.
And so very much.
If you have a better scope, if you can see more on the sides and farther and more accurate, you're likely then maybe going to, that's a teammate, not the opposition coming from beside me, and
exactly.
I'll dish the puck up.
And it's that whole read and react, right? We all hear that lots in sports as well. And that's really the whole foundation of sports vision training is be able to read and react faster than the athlete who hasn't done that. That's all forms of training in sport is we're trying to get bigger, stronger, faster. And that's the sports vision portion is not only is it working on the actual muscles around the eye, so you'll focus better, faster, those types of ideas, but we're also working with the brain and the cognition and the processing of that information and be able to make better decisions. So again, that performance under pressure. So not only with Dynavision and sports vision training are we looking at that ability to read and react, but we're also looking at performing under pressure and multitasking at the same time.
I'm very intrigued by that. Do you know, and I would wonder what people's eyesight by doing that reaction time. I wonder, would we have to get an optometrist? Is there any chance that would improve it?
Yeah. So that would probably be a better question to be answered by an optometrist, but, vision exercises have often been included in optometry as part of, their portion of trying to balance, correct problems with eyesight. We often see my own son himself has an eye patch that he has to wear to kind of balance out his eyes because his one eye is a little
lazy.
He's
a pirate right now.
He's a pirate.
Awesome.
He's got the big flame patch eye patch. So he's a flaming pirate right now. So, but that idea that, if we strengthen those eyes, we can improve some of those characteristics is, it's been around for a very long time. And so Dynavision kind of combines that along with some of the cognitive approaches and that processing of the actual information versus only working on the actual strengthening of the eye muscles.
I know you guys train a lot of elite level athletes. Are you finding is Dynavision something now? Does every pro team in hockey, does the goalie have does he have a program with that?
It's yes and no. I wouldn't say every team.
Okay.
I know the Red Sox do a lot of work with Dynavision as part of their testing for the programs. The Rangers have a Dynavision board. A number of other NHL teams have a Dynavision board as well. A lot of race car drivers, actually, they seem to be the group that purchases their own. A lot of NASCAR drivers purchase their own Dynavision board. They're of all the athletes I've heard about, they're the ones that have the most. We even use the Dynavision board as a lot of for rehabilitation for clients with stroke to help them get back to driving. It's one of the major tools that they even have one at the Glenrose that they use as well. So, again, all these situations where you have to read and react to information, it's very, very useful. More and more professional athletes are using and find that these Dynavision boards are far more than just a toy. They are having performance gains with a lot of these tools. So, yes, there are a lot more athletes that are starting to use it. And a lot of athletes just in general that are including it into their actual training programs. I've had athletes or discussions with professional athletes I just don't have the time to do it. It was never really a priority. It was a little bit hokey, whatever it might be. But it doesn't take very long. I mean,
Does a training session on sports vision go?
A training session is about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on what we're incorporating.
Consecutive?
There's about a minute run, and then we have a bit of a break. And you'll have several minute runs or 2 minute runs, depending on how we're setting up the program. But generally, about a minute run that we have. And there'll be a short break in between. You do that for about 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how we're orchestrating the program in that part of the client's training program.
It's almost like Tabata training for your eyes.
In a lot of ways, all right? And so, and there'll be different exercises that we'll do throughout. Sometimes we'll do a straight speed run where there's just the lights just stay on. You hit as many as you can in a minute. We'll have other ones where you have to keep up to the lights. So we set the speed of the lights at either 3/4 of a second, a half second, or 4/10 of a second, which is very quick. It's hard to keep up with the lights at that point. We also can change the colors of the lights on the board. So we'll have a red and green lights. And so some of the runs that we'll do is we'll have you hit the red, but don't hit the green. So you have to make that decision.
Yeah.
And then we can also change the speed while we're doing that. And our more complicated runs, we'll actually have the red and green lights at the same time that we have numbers or math equations flashing on the screen.
You have to yell out the answers.
Yeah. So the average person will get about, when we flash the lights on the screen and we're hitting the lights, we can get about 100 hits in a minute for the average person. And then you'll get about...
What's an elite level athlete?
So our elite level athlete, so our fastest guy on the board is 165, 170 in a minute for just the single runs.
Wow.
So, which is pretty impressive. I think we actually have somebody that's faster. Recently we had somebody that did about 175, I believe. So that when you see 175 compared to 100, I mean, for the listeners, it's really hard to kind of conceptualize
it's
that.
Double, but your reaction time is twice as fast.
Exactly. And it is amazing to see You know, some of our baseball players, our goalies, they're incredibly fast on that. And then not only that, when they have to do the concentration portion, when we're flashing the lights on the screen, the average person, we're going to be able to do 5 or 6 digits if we're lucky. When we flash on the screen, it's at about a tenth of a second. So it's there and gone, essentially. And we have some athletes that are at that high speed are still able to do 8 numbers. So there's a string of 8 numbers that's flashed on the screen for a tenth of a second, and they can recall all 8 numbers.
What?
And there's about 12 flashes that will go throughout the whole minute, and they're getting about 10 out of 12 correct.
Hmm.
So
if you want to improve some sports vision training, you can go to River Valley Health or the base. Give them a call, 430-9224. A few other quick ones. I know lately you've had a lot of, you know, we've talked about this before, the challenges from athletes communicating with their coaches.
Yeah, it's always a challenge. And it seems to be, I think I was thinking about this as I was driving in today. I think a lot of it has to be that all these athletes, they've been tied up in winter and no one's been able to kind of just, everybody's been quiet. And now that spring's there and we're kind of able to do more things, all the energy is coming out of all these athletes, and so there's a lot of seems to be just a pattern of not just hockey but all sports breakdown of communication between the athlete and the coach. And
so as much as on a team sport to on a team sport to individual.
I'm actually finding right now in my practice more individual than team sports.
Really,
that one? Yeah, it's very interesting. And a lot of times it's just you know, coaches are people. They have lots of athletes that they're trying to manage and to deal with as well. And even in the individual sessions, it's really challenging for some athletes to be able to convey that information to their coaches about what they need, what needs to be different, how they can improve, whatever the case may be. And I think at the same time, it's also challenging for the coaches to be able to read those athletes, because I think a lot of times it's very difficult for coaches who have a number of different athletes to try and balance them all out and know, oh, how do I treat this athlete? How do I work with this athlete? How do I communicate with this other athlete over here? And oh, they're all best friends. They're all, it becomes very challenging, but it's one of those things that if coaches and if they're youth athletes, parents don't really try and find a way to develop a system for communicating, it can be a real challenge. Whether that be just regular meetings, an email update about what's going on with the team, a check-in with the parents, some of those things can be very, very helpful. Often we'll work with teams about developing, you know, and we've all heard about doing team building experiences, you know, oh, we're all going to go bowling, we're all going to go golfing, or we're all going to have a good time. And those are really important for teams to do, but that's not necessarily building communication. Even sometimes we can, you know, do like the communication activities, we can do the rope ladder games and all these types of things. In those situations, we're going to build some communication, but we really need to reinforce that throughout the season with these athletes and with these coaches, because it's one thing to do it in the preseason one time. It's another to keep doing it throughout the entire season.
That makes a lot of sense. We have a few quick questions.
Sure.
Going back to the visual training. What about the outside variables? If you have a broader scope, does it mean you can avoid something external that's faster than you? Like, I'm assuming if he's suggesting if it's coming faster, it just means your reaction time's quicker.
Yeah, your reaction is better. And if I'm answering this the way that the callers or the texters is asking, if you think of it from a baseball example, when we improve our sports vision, the hitter will be better able to see the spin on the ball and to know what's happening faster. So they'll know what way that ball is spinning, so we can make a better anticipation of what way it's going to be curving or changing direction, and we'll be able to see that sooner, in almost immediately from when it leaves the pitcher's hands. That's the idea here. So we'll be able to track that ball better and for a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to see things longer and better, which means it gives a better chance to hit things.
Yeah, and no different than if your peripheral vision in hockey's improved and a player's coming at you from the side, you're going to pick it up quicker which angle and direction he's coming at you
and
from.
Which ultimately gives you more time to make a decision, right? So that ability to read and react. So not only, again, are you able to have more time because you see what's happening, but you're also faster. Your actual reaction time is faster. So you've now doubly, essentially, increased your ability to make the save, hit the ball, whatever the case may be.
I'm really intrigued. We've had a lot of people about the sports Dynavision. Do you do this training? I've had a few people wondering, can you do it in a group as a team, like where you bring? We just talked about team building.
Yep.
I don't know if that would be considered team building, but do you bring in groups?
We do. We work with a lot of academies here in the city at the base, and so they'll come in and we'll depending on the numbers. I mean, we do have some fixed number sizes, but we have full academy groups. So about 30 athletes will come in, and we'll take about half of those and put them through a sports vision exercise. They're not only doing Dynavision. We have a number of different exercises they'll do to help work on that sports vision. But yes, we do a lot of group activities, and if there are any teams or coaches that want to get involved, feel free to give us a shout. We'll be happy
to
help out. And
what's the reaction from kids? Because, you know, there's been such a focus on training, and a lot of it's a quicker, stronger, faster.
Yeah.
Sure. which is funny because the eyes are really what, you know, the eyes and your brain are probably the two most important ones. If you don't see quicker, it doesn't matter that you can be stronger.
It doesn't matter how fast you are. It doesn't matter how hard you hit the ball.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you can't see it, it doesn't matter.
Are more people getting into sports vision, or is it still something that people can, well, it's not my priority list?
Yeah, no, I think a lot more athletes are seeing the benefit of it because they're working on it. I mean, we've had hockey centers that come in, that their face-off percentages the next year are loads better. They're just, it's incredible the differences to see. Our save percentages for our goalies, they're way better. I mean, everything is improving with these athletes. Our hitters in baseball are having better batting averages. Everything is improving. And so it's still one of those things like, oh, well, how am I going to fit it into everything? And that's why that was always one of our real feedbacks that we got from people was, how do we fit this in to make it worthwhile and not be one more thing on top of everything else? I got sports psych, I got training, I got, you know, everything else I got to go on. Now there's one more thing that we do. Well, that's what we incorporate with some of our actual physical training. So we'll spread over that 30-minute session. You know, we might just do 20 minutes on DynaVision, but it's spread out throughout the entire workout or the entire time that the athlete is there for their training program. So when they're having a rest from one of their strength exercises, they're coming over and doing some of the DynaVision training to work on things. And so it's a great way to integrate things without it. So we're killing two birds with one stone.
Rick, Nick, I really appreciate it. You can go 430-9224 or go to rivervalleyhealth.com if you're interested in the DynaVision program and all the proof has there now, the Cincinnati study, that sports vision training can lower your chances of receiving a concussion because you are able to react quicker, and that means allows you maybe to get out of the way, get your hands up, protect yourself, or see the blind hit coming so you can brace yourself and be protected. Great stuff, man. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.